Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore at the Kenmore team at Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact myself, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how's everything going?
Well, it's interesting that we're going to be talking about landscaping this week because digging a hole for a pool. Well, we've talked about this.
Yeah, it's an ongoing project for you. You might need to get some advice here today.
Well, I'm going to pay close attention because we used a sod cutter to tear up the sod in the front because it was all Bermuda. Then I went through with a rototiller. And then we're pulling the dirt from the hole in the backyard and using it as topsoil.
Okay, so you got a lot of projects going, a lot of first-hand experience here. Good. Yeah, we are talking about we have had so much response from the last couple shows. A couple weeks ago, we did a show about what type of improvements can give you the biggest return. Mm-hmm. We devoted a whole show to it, and I started to get a lot of calls from folks and a lot of questions. You know, about how do I go about, you know, hiring somebody to do that? What should we look for? And then, you know, what are some of the issues to be considering in the spring? And so I thought I would bring an expert in on this. And one of the reasons this came about, talking about remodeling and contractors, is actually I sat down with one of my clients. We were talking about things they could do, and they mentioned that they had been to the home show and they had heard a seminar on how to remodel and stay on a budget. And I was like, I think I know that guy. So I'd like to introduce, we have with us the teacher of that seminar. I've known him for a long time, really an expert in this field, Richard Johnson with Columbia Cabinetry. Welcome.
Thank you, Lance. Good morning.
How's everything been going?
It's been going good.
Okay.
It's been going good. The phone's ringing well, and so that's all you can hope for some days.
Great. Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about your business. What is it that you all do at Columbia Cabinetry so we know kind of a background, what we're looking at here?
Okay. Columbia Cabinetry has been in business for 10 years here. We're local, and we are selling modular cabinets that can be customized to fit any job that you have. They are Canyon Creek brand, made here in the Northwest, out of Monroe, Washington. So they're a good, strong Northwest company.
Okay, great. Now a little bit about your background. I mean, I don't think you become an expert about remodeling and looking at contractors overnight. I think you have some experience in this.
Yeah, I have quite a bit of experience. Been here in the Tri-Cities just under 20 years and working in the construction industry that whole time in positions as superintendents, general contractors, and now selling cabinets.
Okay, great. So if we delve into this subject a little bit, a lot of people have to ask, you know, they're like, gosh, I'm thinking about, you know, redoing a bathroom or redoing a kitchen. But they call me and they really have no idea where to start. What is one of the first things that you would consider when people are looking at hiring a kitchen and bath remodel contractor?
Well, just like hiring any contractor, the best thing to do is listen to your friends and neighbors and get good advice from them as far as who they've used and been successful. The other thing is to do your own homework, and you absolutely need to go to Washington State's, I think it's WA.gov, and check out, make sure that they're licensed, mm-hmm. that they're above board, and that they check the Better Business Bureau. Make sure that these people are honest, good good people. And anytime you can hire local, do it.
Right.
Your local people have established their families here, and they will take care of you. Their phone will not be disconnected in a week. Things like that. Okay. Common sense things there.
Okay.
That's kind of a recurring theme that we've heard when we've discussed this. Check with the state, the Business Bureau, and your friends. You know, the credibility issue mm-hmm. is the first thing up front. Make sure that they're really doing what they say they're going to do.
And it's kind of similar, I think, when we had Lapeer in talking about building. I mean, you know, builders. It was a lot of the same thing. And so... you really do see how, you know, I've talked to contractors and remodel contractors, and they've told me that sometimes they'll get into a neighborhood and then they'll say, Lance, geez, I stayed in that neighborhood for 3 months.
Yes.
You know, because the neighbor sees them doing it, and you know, they get a good referral, and if they do a good job, they'll stay in that neighborhood, you know, for a couple months at a time. So the second biggest question, you know, that we have been getting from the listeners is, what are some of the tips and tricks? Someone's getting ready to resell their house. They want to update the bathroom, but they, you know, or the kitchen a little bit. They don't want to go overboard. Give us a little recap of your seminar. What are some, you know, what are some of the things to consider with staying on their budget?
Okay. Very simply, there are two main areas of the house on the interior that sell the house, and they're both because that's what the women want.
They want to see, you know. He's not holding anything back on this show, folks.
They want to see a fresh kitchen with all the hottest colors and all the hottest countertops, and they want to see bathrooms that are functional, that work, that are the right color. And again, the tops, the vessel sinks versus, you know, sinks that are mounted underneath and things like this. For minimal expenses, you can update this house. And so when the people like you, Lance, bring a customer through, a potential client, it's the things that make them hit the good nerves versus their list of grievances or
right.
know, the negative list.
Or what are we, you know, if we buy this house, we like it, but what are we going to have to do to change it so we really like it?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I can attest to that because the first room that gets cleaned in our house is the bathroom and then the kitchen. And then we move on from there.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you definitely concentrate on those areas. And so I know you've talked a lot about, too, you know, being able to upgrade a kitchen, you know, enough to possibly get a home sold, but not totally killing your bank account.
Sure.
I mean, I know there's different materials. What are some of the different things you're seeing that people might choose as a value as opposed to, you know, going solid granite?
Right. Well, most of our kitchens are somewhere in the ballpark of 12 by 12, 14 by 14 if we're lucky. I mean, they all basically have the same problems, the same sizes. And so you can kind of throw a number towards that. And you know, a decent round number, $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You can put $10,000 into that kitchen, and in this market, get almost every dime of that back.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's what's different, you know, and that's one reason I wanted Richard to come down today is because, you know, we talked about the national studies and the data that's been done nationally, and the numbers weren't quite that good that we had on the show, but a lot of that was a reflection of, you know, the rest of the national statistics drawing us down. So it was nice to get you in here and hear that from your customers and those remodels and the new cabinets that you're doing, that in our local market with a hot market, you can actually come a lot closer to getting, like you said, 90% to 100% of that back.
Correct. And if you're trying to move your house and you spend a month, you know, turning this house, this kitchen into something that's marketable, you can, in 6 weeks, Lance, you can have the sale on this house, and the people can be down the road. Now, they may be, you know, $1,000, $2,000 short in their pocket, but what is that versus moving that house?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You go 3 months of mortgage payments, you know, lost income. That makes a lot of sense. Well, good. Well, that is a great start. Another huge batch of questions that we've been getting from the listeners, and we're going to hear more from Richard in a little bit. But we're very fortunate to have with us in the studio here today. We've had him on the show before. As you know, he's one of our premier sponsors, very highly recommended by us. We have Brent Gamash with Gamash Landscaping here. Brent, welcome again.
Morning.
So you didn't get too scared off, and you agreed to come back, huh?
That's right.
Okay, great. Well, one of the biggest things that I'm starting to see, at least from my real estate perspective, and you know, and I wanted to get your perspective on that a lot, is I'm sure you're busy as heck right now.
Yeah, we are. The weather changed a little earlier this year, so we've been been going pretty good.
And that's what happens. And so, you know, I just wanted to have you touch on a little bit about the fact that, you know, a lot of these houses that we're seeing and that we're putting on the market right now, they could use a little TLC, you know, in the yard work. And so what are you guys focusing on right now this type of year, and what type of your services, maybe specific to now, do we need to know about?
Well, this time of year, of course, you know, everybody's waiting for the water to come on, KID, yeah. Badger Mountain, and people, you know, will wait and not put fertilizer on, so everything's a little bit dry right now, doesn't look good, so really just getting water on. Our services, of course, you know, we have a lot of calls this year for what we call a spring cleanup. Come in, we don't know if the house is going to market or not, but we had a lot of flux of calls for, hey, we need to pruning, cleanup, just new customers we never even heard from before.
And leaves and stuff, you know, because... Because you get, during the wintertime, you get that piles of just junk and debris, and people go out and look at it, and they get overwhelmed, and it's nice to have somebody come in who knows how to clean it up in an effective manner.
Right, and get rid of it instead of leaving 19 garbage bags on the curbside, you know.
Yeah, they get a little bit cranky.
Right, I mean,
that.
I guess that's one of the bonuses of you guys is when you pack up at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know how it works, but magically you guys...
Actually, we recycle all that now, too. So we found a supplier that comes in. We have a big dumpster, and we recycle all our lawn clippings, leaves, and that kind of thing. And
oh, really?
So going green, yeah, it's working out real well. And it's costing us less to get rid of it, and, of course, it's going back into the... earth somewhere, you know, so it's really nice
That is fabulous. Now, how about new plantings? I mean, trees, you know, new types of bushes right now. I know what happens is you get a lot of people coming out of maybe they built a new home and they weren't able to do the landscaping with the weather. Can they get started on that now? What are you guys doing right now?
Yeah, actually last about almost 60 days now because of the weather. We've been moving right along, a lot of plantings. It's good weather. The stuff that, stuff starting to push now, leaves and flowers, so it might need a little bit of water once or twice a week, even if your irrigation system's not on. But a lot of planting. You know, our nursery's open now, and got a lot of stuff in there that Tanya's brought in. But, yeah, people don't have to think that you have to water it every day like the middle of summer when you're planting right now because everything's really still on the dormant side.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I like less watering. That's less work for us when we're busy. Yeah. So another thing I really wanted to touch on, kind of going with the theme of today's show, is you know, a while back, Money Magazine ran a story on home and renovations, and one thing they said is that on the improvement list, landscaping was really one of those things that you can recover 100, 120, 130% of your investment. And as we talked about on the last show, there wasn't as many physical items that might return that much money. And so, you know, I think, you know, when folks look at homes, and sometimes they, you know, they kind of negate that value, when people drive up and a home feels well taken care of and maintained, a lot of times you can get, you know, you can get a lot more money back out of that. So, you know, I know there's a couple things you guys do. I mean, what's one of your suggestions that people can change, you know, maybe economically and get a little better curb appeal without, you know, breaking the bank?
Well, one, green grass that's weed free and dandelion free is a big help. You could have no plants in the yard and just rock and beds and lawn. If that lawn is lush and green, to me, it's a big difference. It's a big difference.
And then, it's a huge difference.
Yeah. And then going from there to simple plantings, you know, plantings or taking existing plantings and give a little pruning so they don't look scraggly. Even ones that don't even have leaves on them yet because they're, you know, the leaves fall off in the wintertime. If you prune stuff down, it looks manicured and ready for sale or ready for spring.
Oh, it seems simple, folks, and I know sometimes I hope we don't oversimplify it here, but that's great advice. I mean, that really makes a big difference. So another thing I just wanted to touch on, you know, real quickly is I heard you mention about your nursery being open. So it's not just landscape and landscape maintenance. if we don't know what we're doing or what we want to do in the yard, or I'm terrible. I don't even know. People ask me, like, when I'm showing houses sometimes, what the name of that plant is. And, I mean, I feel like an idiot.
You pull out your botany book.
It's terrible. I mean, I feel like an idiot. I have to tell them. I'm like, I kind of stick to the housing, you know. So, anyway, if someone doesn't know what they're doing or maybe what they want, where do they go? Do they come down to the nursery? Do they talk to you? How do we do that?
Two simple ways. Yeah, they can come down to the nursery. Tanya down there is pretty good educated on our plant species and where they should and should not go in our hot climate. Number two is we do have a consultation service. You know, myself or Dean can come out, spend a little time, usually in about an hour, covers usually what people are kind of looking for, and we can give them some ideas. And then, of course, above and beyond that, we can actually produce a design on CAD computer and have something for them to even do themselves or have us bid at a later date also.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. that's fabulous. So actually, and I didn't even know this was leading to that, but as a consultative role, you'll come out and say, you know, for this fee, we'll draw the design, and then that'll help you get started. That's the service you guys offer?
Yes, uh-huh.
I think for new homeowners who have a blank slate that I'm selling, you know, these homes to, see, there's a customer calling him right now. He is a busy guy. And so that's great, because when you have a blank slate, I mean, sometimes, like I told you, I'm kind of ignorant on that stuff. I mean, it's nice to have...
You know what you like, but you have no idea.
Yeah, it's nice to have a plan like
that. And something else that one of my neighbors ran into as well, as I'm sure you also take into account when people are planning... Maybe they're calling about this, too. When you're planning your yard, you have to be cognizant of where the electrical and the water are, because we have a neighbor down the street that planted a tree, and unfortunately, they planted it back near the irrigation. Well, now they're finding that after 3 to 5 years, this thing has exploded, and they have roots that are starting. They seek out water, so now they're going to have to chop out roots, because this tree is going to get them a visit from the KID, and they're not going to be happy. So that's another thing that you probably, you know, where's your electrical, where's your water? If you like this kind of tree, don't put it next to your house, because in 5 years you're going to have roots under the foundation.
Yeah, I'm doing a repair today exactly like that on about a 30-year-old tree.
Oh.
And the roots of, there's four 3-inch pipes side by side, and it's taken, crushed all of them. It's going to be probably a $1,200 repair, unfortunately.
Wow.
And all the trees that were planted are right next to the guy's driveway, so who knows down the road, unfortunately, for the client.
It's just
how it's costing.
A little bit of pre-planning with Gamache, and that could have been prevented.
Exactly.
You have to know where to put it, because years down the road, oh, by the way, our neighbor ran into that, and there's a backhoe down there now, and...
Yeah,
they're not happy.
And that's something you want to avoid for resale later. I mean, I don't want to come into those problems as the agent. So, exactly like you said.
Right.
Well, as we wrap up our landscaping advice this week, Brent, how can people get a hold of you and the nursery and find out a little bit more about Gamache?
Of course, website, if your email or computer friendly is GamacheLandscaping.com. We're located at 1212 Columbia Park Trail in the down the Richland Y area, or 735-9100.
Okay.
The nursery is open Saturday and Sundays 9 to 4, and Tuesday through Friday, or Wednesday through Friday 9 to 6 at this point.
Okay, great. I would encourage everybody to get down there and check it out. My wife and I love going there. They have great selection, and they've helped us personally tremendously. So thanks again for coming in. We've got to jet out here to a break. When we come back, more tips on remodeling from Richard Johnson with Columbia Cabinetry.
Right here on News Talk 870. We are back on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870 KFLD with John McKay and also Lance Kinmore, and our special guest this morning, ladies and gentlemen, Columbia Cabinetry, Richard Johnson, joining us, telling us the things to do and not to do, and how not to Tim Allen your home renovation projects.
Exactly.
I always think of that.
And gosh, I loved that. I loved that last segment with Brent. I mean, I've you know, used him and known him for a while. I learned a couple new things about their composting, recycling, being green. I had no idea where some of that stuff was going.
Well,
so
it shows responsibility too when they tell you, well, this is what we do with the stuff, and it might not seem like that big a deal.
Yep.
But how many times do you, and this goes back into making sure you check with the state, with the licensing, Better Business Bureau, how often do you turn around and hear about somebody who gets nailed for illegal dumping? In
fact,
the Oregon Department of Forestry, they're investigating a case I read about where somebody dumped a sizable amount of garbage and construction debris in a national forest in Oregon, and there's apparently enough evidence there that they're going to be able to find the people who did it, and that type of thing.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, I was glad that they're going to find him. I love to hear the businesses we're bringing in acting so responsibly like that, and I appreciate that. It makes it really good, and I'm learning stuff on the show myself. So, excellent. Well, we are going to go into here. Before we get back to Richard, I'm going to shoot off a pick three again for this week. The market is just continues to just get better and better right now. I mean, I know we've been saying this for the last 4 weeks, but things are really, really hot. Just another indication, not just hearing it from my personal experience, but for instance, I was talking to our plumber that we use. And he was telling me that, for instance, his numbers were up as far as number of houses that he had started new construction and complete plumbs. They were up 30% in the last month. I mean, wow. So some of that spec building and some of that money's kind of breaking loose a little bit. So, you know, the market is moving very, very quickly. We had 3 or 4 more sales this week, and we're just excited to help as many people as possible prior to the tax credits expiring.
And one thing to remember too, and this really reinforces that our market is one of a number of markets around the nation that are doing pretty good, because I've just heard some stories. Every time you turn around, you hear stories that nationally, you know, home sales are at this, they're at this low. Well, that doesn't mean that every square inch of America is not experiencing growth or good home movement. And we're one of the places that's still doing well. And we need to emphasize that. Just because you hear it on the national news doesn't mean it's happening here in the Mid-Columbia.
That's exactly right. And so some of that is reflected here in my pick three this week. I've got a couple that I'm going to revisit. Number one pick that I have is located in South Richland. It's 2782 Leopold Lane. Now, this is, I mean, a super great neighborhood called Willowbrook Heights. It's a fantastic rambler. So you've got 4 bedrooms, 2 bath, 2,089 square feet with a 3-car garage. The neighborhood's really quiet, centrally located. The home sits on just shy of a 1/3-acre lot. The backyard is fully fenced, and we've had a lot of action on this one. It's only been on the market a short time. The sellers have packed up, though, and they are leaving. They're making the move and leaving this weekend. And so they called me before they left, and they said, Lance, let's just knock it out, get this thing sold. We just did a $10,000 price reduction on this, and so you're getting this home for $230,000.
Wow.
That's just over $110 a square foot in that neighborhood. It is a fabulous deal. Pick two, we've got over in Pasco. It's in Ivy Glades on Dahlia Court. One Dahlia Court. It's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath home. Big square footage for this price. We're looking at 2,500 square feet. Tile flooring, hardwood, lots of slab granite counter space, a bonus room upstairs. And we're coming in on this one under $100 per square foot. You're getting all of this for $225,000 in a house that's less than 6 years old. So that is a fabulous, fabulous deal. Pick number three, I'm going to change it up a little bit, and we're going out to Country Meadow Heights. We've talked about this subdivision in Badger Canyon before, but this is lot 15, and it's pretty amazing. This is the largest lot in the subdivision. It's 27 acres. I know that doesn't seem like a lot, you know.
Well, to me, that is.
I mean, an individual lot. I mean, that's a lot because it's big, but this is actually lot number 15 in Country Meadow Heights, 27 acres. So much available for this layout. I mean, the first time I saw it, you know, this is one of those lots that you could put a big tree-lined driveway on with the house up on the hill. It's priced at $225,000. There's irrigation water available, which is just a huge bonus in that area of town. Mm-hmm. So those are the pick threes. I expect two of those three to be sold by next week, because that's always my expectation. And let's go back to now a couple more ideas. The topic of the show this week, we're talking about what you can do when you hire a remodel contractor, what you can consider, and what you should be thinking about. And one of the major things that we've talked about is, you know, we've talked about checking your contractor out, making sure you have good referrals, some of those tips that came from the first segment.
To give you an idea of how quickly they work, that's Richard's crew out there starting to go.
Very nice. So as we had those three tips on the first segment, give us some more ideas now as we actually get into the remodel. What are some things that people should be considering?
What people should be considering is changing the tile floor, you know, freshen it up or get the vinyl out, put in tile and things like that. Changing the cabinetry. A typical kitchen should run 13 years before the hardware completely wears out. Most of us have that house that was built in the late 70s, early 80s. It's all original.
Right.
Hardware. And so it's well past. Everybody's got their money out of that. Vanities are so easy to change out, and they make such a huge change to a house. Okay. I can go in and measure a house, draw it up, have you come in, sit down, pick colors on the cabinets, wood species, things like that, and order that, and have the new one ready to install by a contractor in 7 to 10 days.
Wow, that's amazing. So you'll come in, take the measurements, simple vanity change out, and have it and have everything ready to go in about 10 days.
Exactly. And if you do a laminate countertop, which have an enormous appeal to some people, especially if it's an area that the kids are going to be in. And some of the laminates are absolutely beautiful. You know, and the day they install, the countertop's in, the sink's hooked up, and you're using it that night.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, and from, I mean, just walking through with buyers, from my perspective, a lot of times you'll see buyers, and they'll just kind of glance in a bathroom, and, you know, if they have that old, dark wood from the 70s, you know, some of them will be like, oh, man, that whole bathroom has to be redone.
Right.
Yeah.
Where actually you could just do a vanity change and make a huge difference.
Make a huge difference. And one of the big differences, not only is it a fresh finished cabinet, standard now, we have that same standard height, but we have a mid-height which finishes out at 33 rather than 30. So anybody over 5'8 doesn't hurt your back while you're trying to wash your hands, or you're brushing your teeth and it feels like your head's down close to your knees. Okay,
right.
So, and then if it's an area that just our adults are in, you go to what we call a vanity grand, which is full height, same height as your kitchen counters, and it's comfortable. You feel... you're in the hall looking in, it feels more grand. It feels like it's making a statement, but it's not overpowering the room.
And what's is there a major cost difference from, you know, the middle height to going to the grand?
It really isn't. I mean, it's you know, if you love coffee like I do, it's 2 weeks of coffee. I mean, it's not a whole. We're talking in some cases. We're talking just dollars.
Okay.
And sometimes it's maybe $100, $200, and that it's well worth it to go up.
Well, and I see a lot of people like to do that in the master, especially. Yep. You know, in the master bedroom, especially where the adults are going to be. Clients do look for that when we're walking through homes. They've asked me about it, and they do look for that.
Yep.
What about back in the kitchen when someone looks at their layout and what they should or shouldn't do? What should they consider there?
Well, you got to evaluate what am I going to do with this house? Am I going to stay in it? Or am I putting it on the market? And say you're going to be here 2 years, 3 years, something like that, or then I'm going to put it on the market, or if I'm ready to turn it right now, then what you do is you evaluate the cost of what it would take to raise your ceilings up to be higher than, you know, 80-some inches, get them back up to the 8-foot range. That would be done by raising soffits, or a lot of people have the lowered ceiling with the fluorescent lights
Oh, yes.
Behind the plexiglass. Yeah.
Yes.
There's thousands of people in your same situation. I mean, just thousands of people in this town that way. Well, you kind of evaluate that. Do I want to spend the money on that? Well, not probably if you're going to be turning it that fast. So what you do is you leave that stuff there. You come in and you say, I'm going to leave my sink where it's at. I'm going to leave my stove where it's at, so I'm not moving 220. I'm not moving gas. I'm going to leave my fridge maybe in the general area. It's not difficult to move it because it only has ice.
Right.
You know, what am I going to do with my microwave? Am I going to keep it above the stove, or am I going to put a fan there that will actually move air
and
get that microwave somewhere else? And so you can do the things that people who are building houses today are looking for.
Right.
They're looking for the microwave not over the stove.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't want to burn themselves or their children.
Yeah.
They're looking for it to be located somewhere else. Maybe get a little extra counter space somewhere, or get it off their counter if they've gone.
Yeah, you know. Right, if they've had it on their counter. Yeah, exactly.
So those are some they're not necessarily money savings items, but you're not spending the money for the budget.
Right. Especially I like what you said about, you don't necessarily have to move the appliances around because then there's electrical and additional cost, and that can,
there's things you can freshen without completely redoing it.
Exactly. Blow the budget quickly. Now, at what point so let's talk real quickly before we have to go here. I just wanted to, it is Columbia Cabinetry. I just wanted to get in there. I appreciate you giving us all this advice on, just from your experience and your perspective on this other subject. I know it could be a whole nother show to talk about cabinets, but
sure.
when do people, say in the, custom home building, process, when do they need to talk to you about cabinets? When can they start looking, and what can you offer them?
They need to talk to me if they have a print and they are building a house. They need to talk to me prior to getting their budget.
Okay.
That is, I can design off of their print and get them within a decent dollar amount of where they need to be, so they can work on their budget.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it's past that, anytime, right as soon as the house is framed.
Right.
I had a couple come in Monday. They said, our framers are starting tomorrow. Here's my print. Tuesday, I gave them a quote and a design, and hereby, hopefully Monday of next week, I'll have the walls to measure. Now, most of them don't turn that fast on new homes.
Yeah.
But if you can bring me some solid numbers, if it's on a napkin or whatever, I can design it. I can get you into a ballpark, and then at some point, I will come out and verify all the measurements.
Great. No, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Well, fabulous. Well, once again, we appreciate you coming in. Like I said, it just means a lot to me that you lended us your expertise through everything else. And one of these days we'll have to dedicate a show to cabinets, because I can only imagine that's a whole other world that we could talk about. But
that's another area that the ladies like is cabinets. Trust me.
But I appreciate you addressing the fact and helping the listeners with some of those tips you gave on how to stay on budget, what to look for with your remodel contractor, and what you can do to prevent over-improving for a resale. So once again, thanks for helping our listeners learn that information and come in. If somebody wants to get a hold of you about remodeling or about cabinets, how can they contact your office?
Okay. We have a website, which is ColumbiaCabinetry.com.
Okay.
My email is Richard@ColumbiaCabinetry.com. We are located at 623 West Kennewick Avenue. It's just off of Kennewick Avenue in Fruitland. Mm-hmm. And you can reach us by phone, 586-0970.
Okay, perfect. Well, thanks again. That's been Richard Johnson with Columbia Cabinetry, helping us pick a great remodel contractor and giving us some tips for things to look at. Mm-hmm. If anybody has any questions about specific contractors or needs referrals, referrals, if I can even say it today. You know, it's early still, kind of. Give me a call. Feel free to give me a call direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. And we will see you guys next week on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
Right here on News Talk 870.